I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to the Johnny Massacre Show. This is a Thursday morning massacre. On this morning's show, Apple and Google to ban Donald Trump's new social media platform and rival to Twitter called Truth Social. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! Okay, coming with a different angle today. You might have seen Donald Trump has launched a social media platform. My father, Father Massacre, actually brought this news to my attention. He sent me a link from BBC that said Trump to launch new social media platform, Truth Social. My dad said, there'll be a job for you there, Johnny, or at least an uncensored route to your market. Okay, so Trump is launching a new social media platform. You want to see this? Well, the BBC is the link my dad sent me. Now, the BBC are in some circles known as the Beta Boys Club, and for good reason, because they are compromised by leftists and they are not very honest. But all the same, I will show you this article, because why the fuck not? Come on over to my screen, Massacre Friends. Look, it says Trump to launch new social media platform, Truth Social. They say former US President Donald Trump has announced plans to launch a new social media network called Truth Social. He said the platform would stand up to the tyranny of big tech. And then this article is peppered with snide leftist shit, proving my statement that the BBC is dishonest and compromised. For example, they say things such as, they took a decision to ban or suspend Mr. Trump, referencing Twitter and big tech, after the January riots, which followed a speech in which he made baseless claims of electoral fraud. Okay, I'm not disputing that, because Biden's the most popular president of all time, but Trump was winning on the 2020 election, and then swing states, all of them that he needed to win, that he was winning by huge margins, suddenly stopped counting. And then they kind of counted and counted, and then suddenly Biden had overtaken him. But it's baseless claims of election fraud. So you see stuff like that in this BBC article, so I wouldn't trust it that much. And that's basically the big news, is that Trump is starting this social media platform called Truth. And it's going to launch in 2022, just in time for the midterm. So this is obviously part of his political strategy. And this article raises a few points in its biased fashion. It says that by its very nature, Trump's new platform is overtly politicized. It is not going to be a talking shop of ideas like Twitter, or a place the whole family is on like Facebook. This is not true. This is dishonest from the BBC. So Twitter is already overtly politicized. It is actually arguably the most overtly politicized social media platform in existence. It just reads like a social media CNN. I can go onto Twitter right now without having planned for this show, with no danger of ruining this show whatsoever. And actually what we find on Twitter is different to what I'm telling you we're going to find on Twitter, which is something overtly political. Let's have a look at Twitter's news section. It used to be the case back in the day, you have your own bookmarks, but fuck that. Now you can go onto Twitter, they'll organize the bookmarks for you, and they'll curate them with a leftist bent and make it overtly political. So okay, Trump's new site might be overtly political, but it's no more overtly political than Twitter already is. Let's have a look at the news section on Twitter. I wonder how leftist this could possibly be. Another fucking earthquake on the Johnny Massacre Show. Can you stop fucking shaking? Fuck's sake, why do I always have an earthquake every time I fucking record this show? Fucking hell. Fucking earthquake. All right, anyways, let's look at the news. So, the news is, In-N-Out Burger's fight over vaccination rules could be start of a bigger battle. So, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. Leftists love the vaccine. Meet the world's tallest living woman. Women are amazing. In our Marxist hierarchy, all the victims are women. Leftists are going to help you, so please vote for us. Look at this tall woman. See how overtly political Twitter is already. We got Trump launches new social media platform. Don't even say the name, because it's a leftist bent and they don't want to tell you. Senate Republicans vote unanimously to block the Freedom to Vote Act. So look, Republicans are bad. There's no freedom to vote. Now we can't take a shit on a mail-in ballot and just throw it into the street and any old cunt can vote. Look, they're against freedom for voting. Do you see how overtly political Twitter is? And I didn't even plan this. I knew if I just go onto Twitter randomly, I'm going to be proved right that it's overtly political. Look at this. In the news section, how to use non-binary pronouns in 5 languages. Okay, no one gives a fuck about non-binary programs. No, but pronouns. No one gives a shit about that. And no Republican cares about it, proving Twitter is overtly political. But if we go back to the BBC article, they say, look, Trump's website is going to be overly politicized, no more so than Twitter. So it's going to be cut from the same cloth. So anyways, that's the news. Trump's launching his social media platform called Truth Social. And BBC are kind of saying this. But the real headline is, it's going to be banned. And it's going to be banned, I predict, on the day it comes out. On the day it comes out, they're going to allow it to... Well, it's going to be within a week from its launch. And I think... They could just stop it from coming out, but they're going to let it come out and then ban it because they hate Donald Trump and they're childish and they really want to twist the knife. Sticking the knife in is banning it, but they want to twist it by letting him go online and then they're going to ban it afterwards. And this is the thing, because no one can use this app unless it's on the Apple App Store or the Google App Store. And the Apple App Store and the Google App Store already banned Parler for Parler's role in the January the 6th riots, even though the Taliban are fucking coordinating terrorist attacks and rapes and shit on Twitter. That's okay, but political rivals are bad, and Twitter control Donald Trump's visibility, and so they banned him, and they banned Parler because of its role in January the 6th, according to Big Tech. And so if they ban Parler, you don't think they're going to ban a little app from Donald Trump himself, in which case it's just going to exist in the ether online? And people always say, yeah, but you don't need to use YouTube or Twitter, just get on Gab. No one wants to open their browser and fiddle around. People want the convenience of an app. So the point is, they're going to fucking ban this before it even gets out the gate. But I think they'll let it get out the gate so the horse thinks it's got a chance, and then blam, they're going to fucking blow it away so everyone can see it, and that'll be a lesson to anyone else not to transgress. That is what's going to happen. So if we go to the official press release from Donald Trump, we get the real news on this. Don't read it from the Beta Boys Club, BBC, or any leftist website. This is the real press release for Donald Trump's media site. And the press release says, Trump Media and Technology Group and Digital World Acquisition Group have entered into a definitive merger agreement, providing for a business combination that will result in Trump and Media Technology Group becoming a publicly listed company subject to regulatory stockholder approval. The transaction values Trump Media and Technology Group at an initial enterprise value of $875 million, with a potential additional earnout of $825 million in additional shares, for a cumulative valuation of up to $1.7 billion, depending on the performance of the stock price post-business combination. Trump Media and Technology Group's growth plans initially will be funded by DWAC's cash interest of $293 million. TMTG's mission is to create a rival to the liberal media consortium and fight back against the big tech companies of Silicon Valley, which have used their unilateral power to silence opposing voices in America. Trump Media and Technology Group will soon be launching a social network named Truth Social. Truth Social is available for pre-order in the Apple App Store. Okay, interesting. So, should we test this? Here it is. I Googled it. I should have DuckDuckGoed it. But you want to Google it because you want to see what Google are going to do. Look, it says Truth on the App Store. I'm in Japan, mama. So when I try to open it, app not available. But here's the thing. Apple banned Parler for the role in January the 6th because Donald Trump is bad. So now Apple are obviously going to ban Donald Trump's social media platform, which is going to be worse in the eyes of leftists than Parler itself because it's owned by Donald Trump. So Apple are obviously going to ban this, and so is Google. So this is the main problem. Okay, you don't have your own Twitter. Go build your own Twitter. All right, I built it. So, what? It's fucking off the App Store. Go build your own App Store. Fuck, okay. I built my own App Store. No, you use electricity to do that. Go build your own power plant. You can't use electricity and resources from this earth in order to do what you want to do. Fuck, okay. 6 months later, I built my own planet. No, you can't have your own planet. Take that away as well, because leftists own the whole galaxy. So do you see where this is going? It doesn't matter what you do. They're just going to kneecap your business if it's not of the left. And then they're going to say, build your own one. And then when you build your own one, the people who own that infrastructure, which is leftists, are just going to kneecap that forever. And this is the problem. How can people on the right create any social media service that ever becomes truly popular without the left naming it harmful and some form of domestic terrorism and getting rid of it? Apple and Android make all the phones. But all the apps are made by Apple and Google, or they're hosted by Apple and Google. They're both hard left. So really what Trump needs to do is he needs to build his own phone. He needs to build, moreover, he needs to build his own fucking app store. That's really what they have to do, is they have to build an app store. So until the right or someone like Elon Musk fucking slaps his cock on the table and says, mate, I'm building my own app store, we're all kind of fucked. It doesn't matter how many social media platforms Trump creates, because the left will just destroy it. And Amazon owns servers for a lot of these companies. They pulled the servers for Parler, which basically destroyed Parler. So we need people on the right to start building and investing in the infrastructure that hosts and facilitates the internet. So that is the real story, is that, yes, Trump has made a social media platform, but it's going to be banned in the same way the left banned Parler. And there's no way that's not going to happen. Because if Donald Trump is banned from big tech, the cartel have banned him, why are they suddenly going to let him into their app store so he can reach millions of people? So that's what's going to happen. I know that's going to happen. And really the question about this is not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. And as I said, they might do it before it even launches, but I think they're going to allow it to launch to make it look like he's got a fighting chance, and then kneecap it just to twist the knife and to piss him off more. Because these people are, they're not just devious, they're not just power hungry and megalomaniacal, they are sadistic. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we are discussing Trump's new social media platform and how it's going to be kneecapped before it even gets out of the gate. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of these videos you're going to get. No donations last night, living hand to mouth. If you want to get more of these, as I said, open that war chest, creak that shit open, dust away the cobwebs and spider webs, dig in, scoop out a handful of shimmering doubloons, and just fucking launch them in my general direction. I'll take my hat off and try to collect them, and I'll put it back into the show. That'd be much appreciated. I've been Johnny Masker, and I tell you what, mates. Well, this could be a little bit more. Have a look at this. This is what it looks like. So over on the App Store, that's what the logo is going to be for Truth T, and obviously that's related to Donald Trump as well. Bit of narcissism in there. Gotta love that. And this is what it looks like. Follow the truth. That seems to be the slogan. What's really happening? Find your friends. And it's just Twitter. It's just a Twitter clone. Jack's beard. Is that a joke about fucking Jack Dorsey? They put some soy boy here. That's probably Jack Dorsey. I'm just a guy trying to make it in this big world. That's funny. I didn't see that before. This person says, what's your favorite place to go in the world? You won't believe how beautiful Jamaica is. Come with it. Lot of mercy. Chevy truck says, Chevy Avalanche is the mullet. Okay, so that's what it's going to look like, bruv. Apparently, before it's destroyed by Google and Apple. And that's about it. I've been Johnny Masker, and I tell you what, mates, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your ass. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell, because that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.